My name is Yvonne Captain. I'm a professor at George Washington University, head of the Master of International Policy and Practice, which is MIPP program for short. The idea of the Middle East, now that's not one of my areas of expertise. As I mentioned, I focus on Latin America and Africa. People never perceived it as a threat at the beginning, and now they're behind the scenes doing these kinds of things. But I think some of the efforts that Turkey Turkey's doing, like, for example, I do know about the Rumi Awards here in Washington, D.C. area, but in the country itself, some of the outreach that you're doing to communities beyond the Muslim world, I think that's going to be key, but also maybe within Muslim communities themselves around the world. For Turkey to sort of show how it's possible for different communities to live together, to me that's going to be key. At the same time, just like we in the United States, we do have our problems. My whole argument here today, cultural diplomacy begins at home, is about the idea of are getting our act together behind the scenes, not necessarily out in public. Well, we do know that Turkey has a few of its own problems right now, and as long as Turkey is addressing those behind the scenes, I think the image that it projects to the world can be, really, really positive and make some difference, bridge some gaps. Education is the key. I think, here in the United States, often we have not known about radical Islam simply because it was not within our country that things were happening. The strife was happening abroad. Particularly since 9/11 took place, we are more aware. Unfortunately, there is this segment of society that wants to see all Muslims as indicative of 9/11, when we should know better. The dialogue. Yes. Uh-huh. Exactly. Yeah.